Good afternoon. We're going to call the meeting of the State Affairs Committee to order. Are we ready on the left? Ready on the right? Remember to silence your cell phones. Let the record reflect that it's approximately 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 23rd. We do have a quorum to do business. President Harris, Senator Diesel, Senator Wilson, Senator Egan, Senator Coghill, and myself, Senator Dunleavy. Purpose of our meeting today is for SB 34, Driver's License and ID Cards and Real ID Act. Rules by request of the governor, HB 16, driver's license, card, disability, ID, and training, prime sponsor, Representative Thompson, and HB 3, National Guard leave, reemployment rights, prime sponsor, Representative Tuck. First up is SB 34, driver's license and ID cards and real ID act. We now have SB 34 before us on Tuesday, March 21st. We've heard and closed public testimony. Please note, we have before us a revised Senate Affairs DOA and DMV indeterminate fiscal note. The original capital request has been deleted. It is the intent that the implementation of Real ID would be self-supporting by utilizing the funds raised from the additional fees that have been set for federally compliant licenses and ID cards. In other words, this bill will go forward with the understanding that the state will not be paying for this, but the applicants that go for the cards will. Are there any amendments for members of the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Wilson.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move the following conceptual amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 34, State Affairs, Version O.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Yes, Mr. Chair. On page 1, line 10, I'd like to move the increase from $5 to $15. And then on page 5, line 31, I'd like to move the increase. I move the increase from $10 to $20, and the rationale is for the purpose of the increased fees to help underwrite the costs associated with shifting the production and distribution to licenses back to Alaska.
And I are there any questions for the senator? Seeing none, I'll remove my objection. Are there any other objections to this amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. Conceptual amendment number one is adopted. What is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 34, Work Order GS-1781, /Omega, as amended, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
I'm going to object just to make a statement that I think is very important. I think it's probably no secret that myself and I'm sure others find this process by which the federal government, I believe, is coerced other states and is coercing our state into complying with issuing or at least being part of the issuance of a new type of ID. Currently, there are several different types of IDs, passports, various different cards that can be used nationwide in various forms. But this is going to be an additional ID card that the federal government wishes to have. It's when I say it's distasteful and it's coercive, the fact of the matter is that the federal government itself could do these cards if they wanted to, but they want the state to. And the coercive part is that we have caught in between the state and the federal government are contractors, state workers, businesses, et cetera, that are somewhat in limbo, meaning that unless there is a methodology or a way for the workers and the contractors, the workers, contractors, et cetera, to be able to access federal bases or other federal property that require these IDs or something similar, it's going to be very difficult for them to do that. I feel bad for the contractors. I feel bad for the workers. Again, I don't really feel bad for the federal government. I think this is problematic. I don't think this is going to be the end of the federal government's continual overreach. Everybody always seems to have a great idea coming from the federal government to quote help, but in the end, most oftentimes, at the least, it's a hindrance, and at the most, we lose a little bit of our rights. And although we put a CS together to try to mitigate some of these issues, and we will be watching this to make sure that there's firewalls between the state Alaska driver's license and what I and some others consider to be basically a federal ID track, we're going to have to keep an eye on this because I don't think we're going to see the end. I think this is just the beginning. I appreciate the committee's indulgence with the CS and also with the understanding that the applicants will have to fit the bill, that the state should not fit the bill for this. And this is going to be going on to another committee of referral, so more eyes can be on it from the people of Alaska before it gets to the floor. I'll add one more comment to this. It's been asked of me, why would I move a bill that's distasteful? I've always had somewhat of a philosophy as a chair that if you table a bill, you kill a bill, et cetera, et cetera. The public really never gets an opportunity to see it. The committees never really get an opportunity to really work it over, and the legislators don't really get an opportunity to be able to take a look at it, ask the questions, and finally vote on something on the floor. I wouldn't want some bills that I've had to be held hostage. This is one that it's a tough one for me as a committee chair to let go to the next committee referral. I'm not going to support it because of the coercive actions by the federal government, but I understand that understand the situation that some of our contractors and workers are in, and I can sympathize with that. But nonetheless, I think it's somewhat heavy-handed. I think it's the best way I can describe it is distasteful. So with that, I'll remove my objection. Are there any other objections for this the movement of this bill to the next committee? Seeing none. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 34, version O, moves out of committee with individual recommendations and attached revised Senate State Affairs fiscal notes. We'll now take a brief at ease to sign the documents. So next is HB 16, driver's license requirement, disability ID, and training. HB 16 was heard by the committee on March 9th. At that meeting, public testimony was taken and closed. There is a committee substitute for consideration. Senator Giesel.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 16, work order LS0194/Delta.
I will object for purposes of discussion. Krista McDonald, please explain the changes to CS for HB 16.
For the record, Krista McDonald, back to Senator Dunleavy. On page 3, lines 30 to 31, we changed the wording. It used to read duties and responsibilities, and we have revised that to read the rights and responsibilities of drivers when encountering or being stopped by a peace officer. We removed the requirement for the department to examine every applicant for a driver's license on the knowledge of duties and responsibilities. The knowledge of your rights and responsibilities will still be in the handbook. On page 4, line 10, we added naturopaths to the list of licensed individuals who can provide proof of disabilities. It was brought to our attention that they deal with a lot of traumatic brain injury patients and that sort of thing, and they thought it was appropriate to add them to the list. And that's the extent of the changes.
Thank you. With that, I'll remove my objection. Is there any other objection to adopting the CS? That the CS is adopted. Excuse me. Staffer Representative Thompson, do you have any closing comments regarding the legislation?
Thank you, Chair Dunleavy and members of the State Affairs Committee. I apologize that Representative Thompson couldn't be here today. He had to go home for a family emergency. The representative and I talked about the changes that were made to the committee substitute, and we agree with those changes 100%.
Thank you. Questions from members of the committee? Seeing no questions, any comments from members of the committee? So with that, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 16, work draft LS0194/Delta, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections to moving this item to the next committee referral?
Mr. Chair, I object.
Senator Wilson?
Mr. Chair, I'm all in favor of the first major two components of this bill, having law enforcement be educated upon how to deal with different sort of mental health first aid. Fully supportive. I'm supportive of teaching our young folks or folks coming to Alaska who may just not know how to properly deal with law enforcement, sort of the best practices for that as well. Yeah, I'm just a little leery upon designating this on a license without more clear definitions of sort of the hidden disabilities. There is a lot of areas. I understand that this is a optional item that one can choose to go into, but it may not seem optional for those that may be under the influence or sort of control over someone that may have a payee, for example, or someone that may be under conservatorship or may still be a 18-year-old that is still under state's custody through the Department of Office of Children's Services or Adult Protective Services. Those placed in nursing homes that may not be able to have that optional right as well. And moreover, you know, I'm just a little concerned upon the liability this open lends itself to. If I get pulled over and I feel that I was treated unfairly and I had a disability and I felt that the law enforcement officer did not treat me in a way that I felt that was more respectable to my condition or illness, then that may open itself up to additional litigation and suits. You know, at the time I, you know, went to speak to Rep. Thompson and wasn't able to get that opportunity to ask sort of how this ID would make the effects of some of those more recent cases we heard in the news. So, you know, with that, Mr. Chair, I oppose this bill based upon those grounds, but I will remove my objection.
Thank you. With that objection removed, just one last question for the record. This is optional for individuals, correct?
Mm-hmm. Chair Dunleavy, yes, it's optional. It's voluntary.
It's voluntary. Any additional questions from members of the committee? Seeing that the objection is removed. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 16, Version D, moves out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the committee report. Next, we move to next item is HB3 National Guard Leave Reemployment Rights. We now have HB3 before us. I will open public testimony. Is there currently anyone online? There is no one online. Is there currently anyone in the audience that wishes to testify upon this item? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. There's an amendment to the bill. And I move amendment number one. Brief at ease. Here, Rebecca. So I move amendment number one for LS0073/D.1.
Mr. Chairman, I object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you. We'd like to have Representative Tuck come forward with the staff. Please identify yourself for the record, and if you can explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Chris Tuck from District 23. Joining me is my staff, Kendra Kloster. And, this is just a cleanup amendment, and I'll let my staff explain.
Thank you.
Kendra Kloster, staff to Representative Chris Tuck. In the last hearing, Senator Wilson actually pointed out that we were missing a word on page two, the word active. So as I talked with Dan Wayne in Legislative Legal, he agreed that that language actually needed to be cleaned up. So this is what amendment number one does, is it cleans up the language to make sure it's consistent on page one and page two, saying the same thing.
Thank you. Questions from members of the committee? No questions. Senator Giesel, do you maintain your objection?
I remove my objection.
Thank you. Objection is removed. Representative Tuck, do you have any closing comments regarding the bill?
Yes. First, I want to thank this committee for taking up House Bill 3. This is something I think is very important. We want to make sure that our Alaskan residents have the same Reemployment Act if they're called by the governor to duty as they would by the president. And I just want to make a note that this does not include people who are non-Alaska residents. So this is one that I think that puts a priority on Alaska residents who might be serving in the National Guard in another state, but are also being protected as they serve their state.
Thank you. Are there questions for members of the committee for Representative Tuck regarding this bill? Seeing none, is there a motion to move the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute for House Bill 3, Work Order LS0073/Delta as amended, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you. Are there any objections from members of the committee? Seeing no objections, House Bill 3, Version D, moves out of committee as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. We will now take a brief at ease to sign the committee report.
Thank you, committee.
Back in session, our next meeting will be Tuesday, March 28th at 3:30 p.m., hopefully. We will review governor's appointees, Wendy Shackelford, Police Standards Council. SB 8 will be another item, PFD contributions to tribal governments, and HB 78, Indigenous Peoples Day. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.